Day 3 of Agribition today, and if you are headed to the city of Regina for Agribition, throw those lights on. If you're on the highway, lots of foggy patches. Many people who are making the trek from Saskatoon down to Regina saying there's great stretches of the highway where it's clear, but then all of a sudden you'll hit a spot where it goes into dense fog again. So it's basically hovering over a lot of the province right now. So lights on this morning if you're out and about. Yesterday, it was a few weeks after the federal budget, we received the mid-year financial report for our province, the government of Saskatchewan, ultimately projecting now a bigger deficit than first anticipated. We heard about a deficit after the first quarter review, but if you think back to when we had the finance minister on the program in March, there was a small surplus that was hoped for by the budget. Doesn't look like we're going to get there unless things significantly turn around in the second half of the year. I'm happy to have the Saskatchewan Minister of Finance, Jim Ryder, joining us again this morning by phone. Minister Ryder, thanks so much for taking the call.
Good morning, Evan. Great to be with you.
So the midterm financial report yesterday, maybe just give us the nuts and bolts to start the conversation. What is the number that we've gotten to in terms of a deficit?
Sure. It's largely unchanged from first quarter projections, Evan, but we're right now the projection is $427 million deficit at the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of March.
I remember the conversation. You were in studio actually in March when we talked about the projected surplus of $12 million. I said, that's pretty tight. Do you have hopes that we're going to get there? In hindsight, do you think, well, maybe there's something we should have done different there?
You know, it's one of those things that's, budget's your best estimates at that point in time. Number of expenses came in higher than expected. For example, the forest fires, the wildfires were significant costs, some health care stresses that caused more. And then on the revenue side, revenues were up a bit, but some areas hit. Price of oil was lower than projected. Obviously that impacted Alberta much worse than us. But it's still, $427 million is a lot of money, but in a 20-plus billion-dollar budget, percentage-wise, I would say that's reasonable.
So let's talk about a couple of these things, because you're right. Budgets are documents that, here's what we project is going to happen, but there can be lots of factors that play into it. The wildfires are something that, while it's tough to put a pin in what the cost is going to be, we have seen them be fairly consistently a challenge for us in the province. Are you looking back on that and thinking, yeah, we fell short in terms of what we budgeted for a response on that?
I'd say this year was unprecedented, Evan. Huge fires. It's not the norm, and so it's hard to budget for the anomalies, but we have been fairly steadily, I would say, increasing our wildfire budget, so that's probably going to have an impact going forward. We're already working on next year's budget. That won't surprise you, but it'll probably have an impact on what we estimate for next year.
I know recently Saskatchewan's auditor mentioned that she's planning to look at the preparedness of the province's public safety agency, and some of that will include budget. Do you expect anything, any surprises out of an audit when it's done?
No, we welcome that. Obviously, our folks would be looking internally at it anyway. It's, it's important that you constantly review services you provide and how effective you are at doing it.
Let's talk about healthcare for a second, Minister Ryder. You mentioned that was one of the things that was unexpected in terms of the expenditures. What was it specifically in healthcare?
It's kind of across the piece. A lot of it was acute care. It was stresses on the hospitals. So healthcare, obviously, as everybody knows, is the biggest portion of our budget. It's the largest expense in our budget. We're going to make sure it's adequately funded.
There's a report coming out tomorrow from the Canadian Institute for Health Information. It's embargoed, so I can't get into specifics in the report. But essentially, it's showing that healthcare costs in the country are going up. Inflation is driving healthcare costs up as well. Is there a point, and I realize this is outside of your ministry, but in your role as a senior leader with government, is there a point where there's a need to just reassess the way we deliver and fund healthcare? Is that ever a topic that comes up?
Provinces are largely hamstrung because of the Canada Health Act. There's federal legislation that governs it. So, you know, there's lots of ideas out there people frequently suggest, but we're limited to what we can do in that. But having said that, there's constant work under being undertaken in health to try to find more efficient ways to do things, try to streamline things. Again, it is, this isn't unique to Saskatchewan. It's a stress across the country. It's the largest expense for every province in the country.
One other line item that I wanted to talk about is, again, going back to the discussion you and I had when the when this budget was first announced in March, in there was the line item of the amount of money that would come in the revenue category with regard to the that output-based performance standards program or the industrial carbon tax. There was $400 million plus coming into the province. It wasn't even, I think it was about a week after that, that a release came out from the province saying, we will be the first province in Canada to be carbon tax free. Yet I think that number is still on the books as revenue coming in. Am I correct?
Yeah, and the reason for that, Evan, is because accounting principles, which we're obviously going to follow, require that until there is some kind of conclusion between the province and the federal government. So I would just say this, you know, we recognize that that's having a bit of an impact on the budget, but the fact of the matter is affordability is front of mind for everybody in the province. Inflation's been a pressure on everybody. People look to government for leadership in these cases, and I can't think of a better affordability measure than not charging people that carbon tax. If that was put on, I mean, that's going to instantly increase prices overnight.
You know, you don't get an argument from me on that, Minister Ryder. I am supportive of the steps that the province has taken. I'm just more worried about debt is something that really bugs me. And I worry that we're becoming complacent with debt. And this is not a unique to Saskatchewan problem. God, look at what's going on federally. Do you think we're becoming complacent?
You know, I would say this, Evan. Our government is certainly not complacent on that. I do worry that kind of society as a whole has become a bit complacent on it. That is a big problem. It's leaving bills to pay for future generations. Now, a certain amount of debt, I think, is reasonable. It's like I like comparing it to each of our household budgets. I mean, if people have a mortgage payment, maybe a small car loan. But if you start into and you're running up credit card debt, that becomes a problem. So it's important, I think, that we keep debt manageable. We still have to build infrastructure projects. We still have to build hospitals, schools, highways. So what I like looking at the big picture in that, and I'll just throw some numbers at you, Evan. Net debt as a percentage of GDP, we're the second best in the country behind only Alberta. We're at, and Canada is frankly near the worst, like as a country. You look at the deficits as a percentage of GDP, we're the best in the country, actually. And if you look at deficit per capita, I'll just throw those numbers at you. Deficit per capita, Saskatchewan is the best at 337, 1.8 nationally. So it's like, I would echo your concerns. Debt is a serious concern. We're going to be keeping an eye on it because the debt's increased a bit. But when you look at all the numbers, the factors that the bond rating agencies look at, we're either the best or second best in the country.
And as you know, Minister Ryder, it's, you know, you and I own part of this provincial debt. And even if we are in some categories the best in Canada, it's still the best in a crappy category. And we add the federal debt on top of it. So it's just this mounting pressure that I feel is going in the wrong direction. Is there, you know, what is this topic like behind scenes when you're sitting around with your colleagues in cabinet and you're talking about the next few years? Is there a priority given on trying to not only balance the budget on an annual basis, but actually dig into that debt?
Yeah, absolutely there is. I'm fortunate with the colleagues I have and the premier I have who are very fiscally prudent. I'm not arguing with a single thing you say, Evan. I'm concerned about debt as well. I think ours is at a manageable level. I don't know nationally. I don't think it is. And many of the provinces, it's not. We fully intend to keep it at a manageable level.
Let's talk about a positive while I've got you as well, Minister, because I know in the finance world, often it's the negatives that you dwell on. What in the financial outlook this year has surprised you? Are there some positives in there that have actually helped keep us in a better position than we planned?
Yeah, you know, there's lots of positives. I would say this, you know, I did a full press conference yesterday and had similar type questions. And I would say, while there's lots of economic headwinds, the future looks really bright for Saskatchewan. If we can get by some of this silliness that's going on in international trade right now, because we're an export-based economy, I mean, the future looks bright in the ag sector. The future looks bright in mining. I mean, you know, I look at just an example, that deal that Cameco signed a couple weeks ago. Future looks bright for uranium. Future looks very bright for potash. The list just goes on and on. Like there's some geopolitical issues that are beyond the control of the province, but I'm optimistic that cooler heads will prevail in the long run, and Saskatchewan is very, very well positioned.
If we drew a pie chart of the challenges that had implications on this year's projected budget, so now we're in a $427 million deficit position. If we had a pie chart that showed the pressures, how big of a piece is the geopolitical, the influence that's happening from some of these trade challenges?
I would say this, you know, when you look at the deficit we have this year, again, it's a lot of money, but it's a small percentage of the overall budget. The unknown going forward is the geopolitical pressures. It's the impact it potentially could have. It hasn't had a huge impact on the budget so far. So that's the concern going forward. But again, I would say, you know, there's lots of reasons for optimism. All the reasons I just said, plus you can already see some signs coming out of the U.S. They're starting to recognize putting tariffs on Canadian goods isn't good for their citizens either. It's driving inflation in the U.S. Our folks have been doing a very good job. I look at the canola issue, and our ag sector has been so resilient. We have to get that fixed, by the way. But in the meantime, they found other markets. You know, there's been lots of speculation in the news that Prime Minister Carney and Premier Smith in Alberta might be making an announcement about a pipeline tomorrow. That'll help with the economy as well, getting more oil to market. So there's a lot of things that there's headwinds, but there's a lot of things that give me reason to believe we can be optimistic.
This report that you gave yesterday obviously is just a midway report. As you look forward in the next few months that will ultimately culminate at year end, what are your thoughts? Do you expect this number to move up, down? Any projections there?
It's hard to tell. It's going to depend on what happens on some of those issues we've just discussed. You know, it probably has the potential to get a bit worse. And again, we're working on next year's budget already. But I would just say Saskatchewan's very well positioned for the long run on this. We have no intentions of slashing costs anywhere. We're going to continue to make sure that healthcare and education are well funded, as the other services. And we'll be fiscally prudent along the way.
Minister Ryder, appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Evan. Always great to talk to you.
That is Saskatchewan's Minister of Finance, Jim Ryder. The mid-year financials came out yesterday showing that we are not quite the position that we thought we were at the start of the year. A small surplus was projected originally. Now, as you heard, the deficit is around $427 million. And Minister just said it could quite possibly get a little bit worse before the end of the year, but we'll continue to track this. And obviously all of the factors that play into what this looks like, and ultimately what does that mean for you and I. Good conversation. I appreciate, again, Minister Ryder stopping by. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.